We're going to call the meeting to order. And our first item on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone in the public wants to comment? Come on up, Jeanette. Thank you. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to be here, and thank you for being here yet again. My name is Jeanette Acter. I live in Selbyville area, which is in the southernmost part of the county, as you all know. I'm here with two respectful requests this morning. The first one is a request about the Route 54 corridor, which, as you all know, is the main east-west corridor between Selbyville at Route 113 and Fenwick Island Route 1. It is what we call now a fetal 5 points, and I'm here to request that in the land use and the transportation elements of the plan, that you implement a transportation improvement district along the Route 54 corridor. To describe this a little bit further, this is an area of hugely rapid development. Right now, there are approximately 500 new homes being built along that corridor, and that's only what's happening right now. There are many gas stations already there. Within a half-mile district, there's already two gas stations. Two more are being built, one at Harris Teeter, which is at the intersection of Route 20 with 54, and another one just east of there, Royal Farms, with at least six pumps. In addition, this is the locus of Bayside and the Freeman Stage and Harris Teeter, in addition to Food Lion. What I'm trying to do is paint the picture of what's there and what's coming. I should mention also that at Williamsville, there's already a killer curve there, which is waiting for accidents to happen.
Do you mean that literally, somebody's died there, or it's just really bad curve?
I don't know of anyone having actually lost their life there.
All right.
But I use it just perhaps loosely. But it's a very difficult turn already, and it will become worse. Well, as I mentioned, we see this as a fetal 5 points, and we see not only what I've described, but this is the one designated evacuation route between not only Fenwick Island, but all of North Ocean City, and the thousands of people who live along that route. We can either take one of two choices, it seems to us, who live in that area. Either to continue to allow the ad hoc development to continue and to end up with patchwork and piecemeal development as it's going on now, or to take the initiative for the good of the people who live there and commute through there and all the visitors, for reliable and efficient and safe movement of goods and services and people along that corridor, to institute a transportation improvement district. So that's my first request.
Thank you for coming with a request or actual solution that you're looking for, not just a complaint. I appreciate that.
You have another request.
The second is brief. And it has to do very respectfully with the language of the comprehensive plan. And the request is, wherever you've inserted, especially in strategies, the word consider, to omit that word. It seems to us that you, the planning and zoning and the consultants, have been working and studying and researching these issues literally for years. You've done all the considering, or most of it, and you know what needs to be done. You have pretty good ideas, and that's why you're charged with writing the plan. When the word consider is used, it suggests that you're not really confirmed in your opinion that this is what needs to be done. You're not sure whether it's a good idea or not, and I'm sure that you do have a good idea whether it should be in there. The second thing is that when you use a word consider, as you well know, you give the county council an easy out. In the 2008 comprehensive plan, the word consider was used repeatedly, including in the list of ordinances, of which there were 23. As Mr. Robertson has said in this chamber, when asked why there were 23 recommended ordinances and only less than a third of them were passed, as I recall, the explanation was that the request was to consider, and in fact, the County Council did consider them, and they did their job, and that's all they had to do. I realize it's not that easy, but the language is important, and we ask that you please exercise your power. Thank you again for all that you do.
Thank you, Jeanette. And when we get done the public comment, Mr. Robertson, you can address the issue of the language within the comp plan as it pertains to recommendations versus action. Anyone else want to speak? Yes, yes, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Bridget Taylor, and I am the current president of the Sussex County Association of Realtors. And my esteemed colleague here, Mr. McVeigh, is our current public policy chairman, as well as our past president of the Delaware Association of Realtors, and also a former president of the Sussex County Association of Realtors. So thank you so much again for letting us speak this morning. I'd like to, if I may, read this letter to the dear Honorable Marty Ross and members of the Planning and Zoning Commission. After closely following all of the public workshops and draft changes to the proposed Sussex County Comprehensive Plan for 2018, the Sussex County Association of Realtors, otherwise known as SCORE, would like to submit the attached points of interest and concern as a matter of public comment and consideration to the Planning and Zoning Commission. It is our hope that careful consideration and adoption of these points be made to ensure continued protection of property rights and homeownership. It is our concern that an opinion of no growth or development is detrimental to the vitality of this county and all areas surrounding it. To hinder the rights of property owners regarding improvements or add limitations to development stifles other areas of growth, including but not limited to economic development, agriculture production and distribution, quality of services, and other points of interest, such as our beaches and other natural resources. In order to protect all that each of us has come to love about Sussex County, and that which continues to draw visitors and new residents, we respectfully submit to you the consideration of close review of the growth areas and ask for the increase of housing, units per acre with density allowances. At a minimum, the present density in the AR1 district should be maintained or increased so that new growth continues to follow the existing growth patterns, if not increasing the size and number of potential growth areas in general. We kindly submit to you the consideration of increasing the use of mixed properties, such as that modeled at the Villages of Five Points and along Route 9 west of Lewis. In keeping with density allowances, growth areas, we respectfully ask for consideration in increasing density to create affordable housing opportunities, such as cluster designs with smaller lots and more open spaces, as well as improving existing cluster ordinances that would allow for both open space and mixed uses. We implore you to take all necessary measures to backcheck all resources presented to you to ensure all statistical information presented is a fact to ensure decisions made are made with confidence and accuracy. A point being, when considering the impact of our summer population, partnership with those, the realtors of Sussex County, to obtain a clear number of short-term occupants to our areas would be most prudent. The approximate 135,000 additional persons to this area in the summer season should not be discounted, especially on the impact to our overall infrastructure. These are only a few of the highlights of what is being presented to you today for your consideration as you draw near to a final draft of the proposed Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Thank you for your time, attention, and acceptance and consideration of the attached talking points. And I will please add, too, in case you were wondering, we apologize for the delay in terms of getting this to you at such a late time. However, we have thoroughly vetted this through our association and through our public policy, so it just took us some time to get that through that committee as well as then to the board, hence schedule. So that's why we're submitting it to you today. So we have submitted that to you on record.
Thank you.
Thank you. And just remember that the formal public hearing has been scheduled for
November 2nd.
2nd. So, you know, not to be redundant, but that's actually the record for the comp plan. So if you want to include those comments, then that would be great. And also, we have adjusted the population significantly to address part-time residents, which have never been before recognized. We do recognize your point about the weekenders, we call them, or as you refer to them, short-term occupancy, that there is a gap there. The Population Consortium has committed to trying to work on filling that gap with data, but it's not going to be ready for the comp plan. We won't have that data for the comp plan, but we're working on it. So we agree with your comments there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll make copies. Janelle has their submission, just so everybody has. I mean, long right. ago, obviously everything else that's submitted too, but
we have
sure that you all get
we have some bundles that have to get to the commissioners yet. Anyone else that wants to speak, public comment? Yes, sir, Mr. Horsey. Yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
For the record, my name is Bobby Horsey, representing Horsey Companies from Laurel, Delaware. Yes, it's been a while since I've been here. So I've had a conflict with other DENREC meetings. So I did want to go on record. The last time I was here, and I understand today's agenda, I saw online today's agenda, you're going to talk about mobility. So the last time I was here, one of the goals and objectives was talking about improving our Sussex County road program to building to the DLDOT standards. So I wanted to comment on that. You know, being in the game for 32 years, I think a lot of the complaints that you heard was legacy, what I call legacy projects. The when we first started, we were building subdivision streets on a bank run type G bar, which there's not a lot of that left anymore. So that was two tar and chip roads on dirt. And then we evolved the standard to putting 2 inches of hot mix on top of dirt. And that evolved into we were allowed to interject crush or run, which is a gravel, into the dirt. And put 2 inches of hot mix on. And, you know, it's evolved over time. A lot of mistakes have been made, but we've learned through our lessons. So I want to remind this commission and through the process that, you know, for the past 3 years, we sat on a committee, or I sat on a committee that we revamped the Ordinance 90 and 99 standards that I think you all passed back in May. And that really addressed modifying our road standards to a current cross-section that will give the structural stability for the future projects to hopefully eliminate some of the legacy problems that we've had. So I just want to make sure on record that, you know, we did address that. And we feel as though, even though our road standard, the new ordinance, we're pretty close to the DLDOT specifications. There's a lot of things in DLDOT road standards that we might not want to follow because you lose the character of your neighborhoods, such as road radiuses and stuff like that. So just remember that when you're talking about this comp plan and that objective. The other thing I want to go on record is just a reminder that I stood in front of you guys probably a couple months ago and we proposed a transportation committee. I'm not going down without a fight. I still think it's important for our county to set up some type of a committee to work on transportation plan and a futuristic plan of what our vision of this county is. And we've never had it. It's something new. I think the other counties have got it through an MPO. But I think it's important for us to figure a mechanism that we can set up a public-private entity that can look at transportation needs, and not only just transportation needs, but the vision of the Sussex County moving forward. Growth can be designed around it and everything else, but it's the baseline for our county, in my opinion. So, all right.
Thank you, Mr. Horsey.
Can I ask Mr. Horsey a question?
Sure,
I'm going
to
put him on the spot. I'll probably get a text from him afterwards. No, it's just a question that we've been talking about as a commission. I think there's sort of a recognition that, you know, interconnectivity we've got to look at a little bit more, certainly on commercial stuff, but also on subdivisions. One of the things that we hear, you know, with interconnectivity on subdivisions is, you know, people don't want to have to pay for it. They don't want the maintenance of it. Just, I'm curious because I don't know the answer. With the new road standards being brought up, like you said, I mean, can they handle greater traffic through interconnectivity if you have more cars on them than if it's just the cars for typically that one subdivision? And if you don't know the answer, that's fine. I'm more curious than anything.
Well, they should be able to, especially if you're doing a master land plan. If you got a property owner that's got several hundred acres, instead of coming in with one little parcel at a time, the master land plan that you can show the internet connectivity. You know, our standards sort of give guidelines for daily traffic, daily trips,
trip counts to
design under. But you know, the interconnectivity is always it's always hysterical to me, because I have a developer that, you know, did it parcel by parcel, and he showed interconnectivity, have these communities, and I know you know where I'm going, Vince.
Exactly what you're talking about.
And the homeowners come and pretty much asked y'all to break the interconnectivity, and that y'all voted to break it. And so we took and did away with the future connectivity of the two communities and planted grass in it and landscaping.
Yeah, we got new people on the council now.
Okay. I'm just giving you my past experience because it's pretty hysterical, because this developer had done it the right way, had followed the livable Delaware plan to a T, and then the homeowners moved in and they come and commissioned you guys, or come in here before you guys, and y'all took it away. So it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, and kind of what prompted that was you talking about, you know, whether to build roads to state standards, and that's one of the things that I don't know that it's been in the public, but I know with individual commissioners talked about, like, if you're going to have roads that are sort of main thoroughfares that interconnect, maybe those should be built to state standards and turned over to DelDOT, you know, and sort of a little bit of a hybrid of what you were talking about. And that's kind of why I asked, maybe that's not necessary with the new street standards, you know.
I don't think it is, because our street standards, you know, it's all about the structural integrity.
Yeah.
And our street standards pretty much cover the structural integrity to get up to the DelDOT specs. But as I said, if you follow the DelDOT standards, we're going to lose a lot of character of our neighborhoods. Yeah. That Sussex County is a lot different than any other county. You know, we do projects up in Kent that are all built to DelDOT standards, and it's just cookie cutter 90 degree corners, and you know, it's just straight. There's no character to the neighborhoods, and I think that's what brings the difference, and that's why, in my opinion as a contractor and developer, that's why Sussex County is so different. We offer a lot of character to, you know, that people love to buy in. Yeah. and that's, I don't think we should lose that.
Okay, that was just sort of a technical question, and it sort of answers a little bit of where we
Mr.
were
Wheatley.
Going
the streets that are built to state standards,
IT's working on it.
Accepted into the state system, and the state provides the maintenance. Is that correct?
Theoretically.
Well, I'll tell you why that's important, and this is the issue that we've run into, and the reason why, because there's at least one old guy on the commission who remembers why we did what we did. And what the reason that we got away from interconnectivity was because the homeowners didn't want it. And they didn't want it because they didn't want the additional traffic on streets that they had to pay to maintain.
Yeah.
And that's the rub with this, and what makes it so difficult. And I agree that interconnectivity is a good idea. We should, you know, we should be doing it somehow, some way. And the fact that, and in fact, didn't we just recently increase our county standard? Wasn't that recently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in May, like we talked about. Yeah, we went through a big process to do that.
So I mean, we're making progress in that area, and the better that standard is, the longer the roads will last, the less maintenance I'll have to do, and the more acceptable, you know, I think interconnectivity will become. So I do think it's something we can revisit now that we've pushed our standards up a little bit.
Just remember, the interconnectivity will help relieve pressure off of the state roads.
Absolutely.
The same traffic problem that I think you've heard numerous complaints about. There's too much congestion on our state roads, capacity issues. So,
well, that was the second complaint by the different communities, where they didn't want that extra through traffic. They didn't mind the traffic in their community. They didn't want to combat traffic that was not in their community, using their community to go through. So the maintenance was the number one issue, and the number two issue was the increase through traffic. But I agree with Ms. Homey Stevenson, we're just going to have to bite this bullet because of your point of taking traffic off the public road.
I'm a big believer in interconnectivity, and I'm a big believer in master land planning. So,
We're going to have
any
to go there.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Horsey.
Yeah, thank you.
I would just say, too, I'll just respond. The point he has about looking at the mobility element and the drafts that's gone through, about having a whatever the makeup is, the Sussex County Community Transportation Group or whatever we're going to call it, you know, especially looking back at the 2008 plan and comparing it with this plan, frankly, whether it's referenced in the plan and it probably should be or not, we ought to be doing that just to, you know, keep score. You know, where are we in the next 10 years? You know, has this occurred? You know, what has changed? What do we need to look at 5 years from now that's, you know, different from 2017? But, you know, I don't know that we really did that. Anybody, you know, at least from the Planning and Zoning Commission, and maybe it happened in the county and just don't know about it, but I don't know that there was a real concerted effort to look at that 08 mobility element in the 10 years of that plan and see where are we in this, you know, outline of things to do. It just strikes me, and I agree with Mr. Horsey on that, and again, you know, we've had some individual conversations. That just seems like that's something that needs to happen just to, you know, keep tabs on things.
I think this committee, you know, we need to monitor and evaluate, you know, what we did in previous plans and say, you know, how far they brought to fruition, how effective were they. I think this committee, whatever that might be formed, hopefully comes out of this conversation that we do form some committee, and part of that is to monitor and evaluate, you know, what we've recommended and what's ongoing and how effective it's been. So I think that's a good idea. I know it's been discussed by the commission, and I think eventually we're going to get that in there, Mr. Horsey.
Well, I hope so. And I just want one last comment that I think this committee is more than just looking at, you know, monitoring and tracking.
Oh, sure.
It's all about
yeah.
the vision, but it's also about posturing with DLDOT and the state legislators on how we get our share of funding to this is our roads that we need improved. This is what we our vision of how we want to move traffic, and let's start hammering on DLDOT to get some funding down here to Sussex County, because we've not had it in my lifetime.
No, I agree.
So
thank you, Mr. Horsey.
Are you volunteering for this?
I would love to sit on the committee, to be honest with you, because I am passionate about our county in so many different ways, parks and rec, everything. So
we've got to get one first. Thank you, Mr. Horsey. Anyone else want to speak in the public comment? Seeing no one rise, I do want to go back, Mr. Robertson. We get that question often about why we choose the words we do in the comp plan. And you want to give just a little bit of background for that?
Sure. I mean, so the plan, I mean, just on a basic level, like we talked about before, the maps are what have the force of law, and the plan itself gives guidance. With the consider language, you know, that we use, or the language in general, you know, that gives guidance on land use decisions and other parts of the plan, but it also, I think, Mr. Rossi, you've kind of used the term, and others have too, it sort of opens doors to things we want to look at down the road. You know, there's some things we've talked about we want to be more mandatory and sort of more in an active voice as opposed to a passive voice, but with certain goals and objectives, strategies, you know, considers appropriate. You know, because you just have to, you have to look at whether you want to adopt an ordinance. You got to go through the ordinance process, and you've got to decide whether, you know, ultimately that ordinance is going to become a law of Sussex County. So, you know, I think that's what that term refers to.
Okay.
Hopefully I answered that question.
No, I think it does. Actually, we get the question so often, so it's unfortunate that Jeanette left before she got the answer to it.
Well, and I think, too, from what I've heard from the commission and McCormick and Taylor and staff, you know, we're not going to delete the word consider from, you know, every strategy that we have, but I think we are going to at some point revisit the goals and objectives of strategies, and there's likely going to be some that we're going to, you know, once we're getting down to the final few steps of this plan, there's probably some that we're just going to delete because, you know, we just know they're not going to get considered. There's some that we're going to still say consider, and there's some that we may say do, you know. So I don't think it can be an across-the-board change like she suggested, but I certainly we're going to look at all those. So
okay, our first item on our agenda.